All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. Yash koach to the Merrillis family for sponsoring and for bringing the donuts. This week, the story is somebody is doing some home improvements. They hired somebody to replaster, repaint their house, and the guy came in to start negotiating a price. And they're handling, they're going back and forth. And the painter names a price that the guy says, I can't afford. And they're trying to negotiate, not working out. So the painter says, okay, you know, maybe you could find somebody else to do the job. As he's walking out of the house, he sees a painting on the wall. So he turns around and says, you know, that's a very nice painting. I'm willing to give you 75% off on my job if you give me the painting as part of the payment. And so the homeowner looks at the painting. It's nothing particularly special. You know, it's a decent painting. He and his wife bought it on a vacation. Not a famous artist. It's a nice painting. And he said, okay, fine. So I'll give you the painting and 25% of the original price you asked. Okay. So the guy goes to his truck, starts replastering, starts painting. Job takes a couple of days. Everything works out. And now the guy... No contract, just verbal. Just they agreed, no contract. So the job is done, and the husband starts taking the painting off of the newly painted wall, and his wife said, what are you doing? And he said, well, I got this great deal. In exchange for this painting, the guy gave me 75% off. And the wife said, there's no way you're giving away that painting. We got it on our vacation. That's very sentimental to me. And so now the guy's in a bit of a quandary. The painter is demanding the painting as part of the payment, and the wife doesn't want to give it up because he never spoke to her about it. So, what do you think the halacha is? How should the husband proceed?
Shalom bayis.
Shalom bayis wins. Okay.
Is the painter willing to take the compensation of the money, or is he demanding the painting?
He's demanding the painting.
He won't take the money instead.
I don't know if he won't, but he says, I want the painting. We agreed for the painting. So the Gemara does not talk about this case explicitly, or doesn't talk about this case in general, where somebody wants an object and then you want to renege on that as part of your payment. But the Rush, as well as other Rishonim, infer it from a different case in the Gemara, and they say you have to look at it as if the person bought the painting with their work. You know, their work was worth X amount of money. So just like you can pay cash for a painting, you can also perform services for a painting. So it's as if this guy, the painter, bought the painting with his work. Now, what's the halacha if I give money to a store owner to buy something? And then the store owner, he took the money, but says, I don't want to sell this object to you. Here's your money back.
Well, did you make a kinyan on the object is the question, no?
So right now, nobody has.
Right.
So what's the halacha?
The halacha would be that you can renege on the deal.
Yeah, so the halacha is that for a Jew, might be different for Goyim, because kinyanim, acquisition methods by Goyim might be different. But for Jewish people, when it comes to acquiring movable objects, if I gave money to the owner, I don't own the object yet. I only own the object when I pick it up and move it. So the money, again, money is typically not given as a chalipin. And if you want to phrase it differently, you can. But regular money, the way it works is I give you money, and then when I accept the money, I give you permission to take my thing. So let's say you were buying the painting with money. So if I paid the person money for the painting, but I haven't taken the painting yet, the homeowner or the owner of the painting can just say, no, I don't want to give it to you. Here's your money back. And so the Rush says that in this case too, or in cases where I perform a service for an object, the person can say, I don't want to give you the object. Instead, here's your quote-unquote money back. I can't make you undo the work, but I can give you the cash equivalent. So technically, in this case, because the painter did not pick up the painting yet, the homeowner can say, sorry, I don't want to give you the painting. Instead, I'll give you the cash equivalent, the original sum of money we acquired. Nobody's going to be happy in this case because the guy didn't want the money, he wanted the painting, and the homeowner didn't want to spend that amount of money, but that's how it works. The homeowner can force the painter to accept the cash equivalent instead of the painting itself. However, the Kitzos, one of the commentaries in the Shulchan Aruch, says that in this case, he infers it from other rules that you get what's called a Misha Para. Misha Para is a curse that the Gemara gave to people that had, I would say, unethical business practices. They were technically halachically acceptable, but it went against it. It made the world annoying for, it made the business world annoying for people. It was in bad faith. And so there's a curse called Misha Para that Hashem, who paid back all the people in the time of the Mabul and the time of the Dar HaFlaga and the time of Sodom, he'll pay you back too. So it's a curse. And we don't like to have this curse. And so the Kso says that if you want to renege by giving the cash equivalent to an object that you already agreed upon, you're allowed to do it, technically, but you qualify for this curse that Chazal gave you. So when this case came before Rav Zilberstein, Rav Zilberstein said that technically speaking, you should be getting this curse if you don't give the painting. But he said there is one exception. The exception is if it's an onus, if your hands are tied. And so Rav Zilberstein said, in this case, the guy's wife is forcing him to do this. His hands are tied. And so he can say, I'm giving you the cash equivalent, and there's no curse whatsoever. Again, that's his opinion. Some people may disagree. But his opinion is that the homeowner can say, I want to give you the cash equivalent, and it's not even in bad faith. His hands are tied. He probably should have asked his wife before he made the deal. That's the halacha. Now, I don't know if you're ever going to be selling paintings in exchange for housework, but something that is important is that both for adults and for children, people in lieu of payment give objects or in partial payment. You know, I did something for somebody, and even if I'm not accepting full payment, I give somebody a discount because they're my friend or because I know they're falling on hard times, and they give me something in lieu of payment, not as a quote-unquote gift, but in lieu of payment, you have to take that very seriously, so much so that you may be a candidate for a curse if you goof up. And to realize the importance of business transactions, even if you're not dealing with actual money, but simply objects. People give baseball cards. So barter might be a little, if it's an object for an object, it might be a little bit different, but you're right. Bartering, trading sports cards, all of these things have real halachic implications, and you should take them seriously. All right, have a wonderful day.